And it's free. Go to freecriscore.com. Enter promo code FREE.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6 o'clock. CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The rich are getting richer, and a leading global charity calls that a disturbing trend. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
The British anti-poverty charity Oxfam says that by 2016, more than 50% of the world's wealth will be controlled by the wealthiest 1% of the population. And Oxfam's Katie Wright says there's a growing consensus that this widening wealth gap is hurting economic growth itself.
Not only are poor people getting less and less of the pie, extreme inequality is actually threatening the size of that pie altogether.
The report's timed to coincide with the start of the World Economic Forum, a not-so-gentle hint to the 1% and world leaders who are well represented there. Frank?
And President Obama, in his State of the Union address tomorrow night, will propose raising taxes on wealthier Americans in order to pay for tax breaks for the middle class. The black ice that caused countless spin-outs and took at least five lives yesterday could be a problem again this morning in parts of the Northeast. Forecasters expect conditions to improve by midday as temperatures rise into the 40s. The biggest pileup yesterday involved dozens of cars and trucks on Interstate 76 just outside Philadelphia.
Come around downhill. I just saw cars kind of out of lanes to the side. I started pumping my brakes and just hoping I would stop. And luckily I did.
Overseas Indonesian investigators who've listened to the cockpit voice tape from Flight 8501 say they've heard no indication that foul play brought down the AirAsia jet. The crash claimed 162 lives. Did the United States overreact to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa? CBS's Heather Bosch is live with that.
Some state-of-the-art Ebola treatment centers recently built by U.S. troops have never been used. West African health officials say the U.S. military response came too late to help most of the 8,300 Liberians who became ill in the outbreak. The Washington Post reports U.S. officials based their response on the CDC's worst-case scenario that 1.5 million people could become infected. Now, less than one new case of Ebola is reported in Liberia each day.
A U.S. congressional delegation is in Havana to meet with Cuban officials. The meeting could include Cuban President Raul Castro. Seattle will defend its Super Bowl title against the New England Patriots. The Seahawks gave their fans a scare, but rallied to beat the Packers in overtime to win the NFC Championship.
My sign says, send them packing, baby. That's exactly what we did, and we'll do it again.
Tom Brady and the Patriots crushed the Colts to win the AFC crown.
We've had some ups and downs this year, but right now we're up, baby.
Television director Tony Verna, the man who invented instant replay, has died. He was 81. Verna introduced his new toy during the telecast of the Army-Navy game in 1963. And as Verna might say, the rest really was history.
Change how you view a game because you want to see the what happened. You want to just put it in context with the game.
On Wall Street, financial markets in this country will be closed for the King Day holiday. This is CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Hello?
Hi, Eric. This is Terry from Farmers Insurance. Any changes regarding your home or car?
Well, I started carpooling with some friends from work.
No problem. With the extra people in the car, we want you to stay safe, so let me update your liability limits.
Perfect.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. To find out more, visit Farmers.com. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hezbollah fighters in towns along Lebanon's border with Israel are on high alert. From Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger tells us why.
The Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike on Syria killed five of its fighters on the Golan Heights. One of the dead is Jihad Mournia, the son of a late Hezbollah leader allegedly assassinated by Israel. There has been no comment from Israel, but Israeli media say the airstrike targeted terrorists who intended to launch a cross-border attack. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The Secret Service has beefed up security around Vice President Biden's home in Greenville, Delaware. On Saturday night, someone driving past the home fired a number of shots. The Vice President and Mrs. Biden weren't home at the time, and no one was hit. The driver was arrested for trying to pass a police checkpoint a half hour later, but police don't believe he had anything to do with the shooting. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
No, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
This morning on WCHL, while it was overshadowed by the news of Tom Ross's impending departure, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at the UNC Board of Governors meeting last week, pitching his idea of developing the research triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center last Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And many celebrations will be held across the country, here in our state, and in our community today to honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the North Carolina men's basketball team sped away from Virginia Tech last night to claim a comfortable 68-53 victory. And it will be Seattle defending its NFL championship against New England in the Super Bowl in a little less than 2 weeks. And
the Packers must have kicked themselves all the way back to Green Bay.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL with kind of a chilling morning, but it's not bad. Sunshine today. Look for a high today in the middle 50s. And actually, a pretty nice day on the way. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 30s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s, so just a little bit warmer. Many celebrations will be held across the nation, in our state, and right here in our community today, honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's been a busy weekend already. In Chapel Hill today, a rally, march, and worship service is sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carborough and UNC Chapel Hill chapters of the NAACP. The rally begins at 9 a.m. at the Franklin Street Post Office downtown. The march is down Franklin Street, ending at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There will also be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. Also today in Hillsboro, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street begins at 9 a.m. at the historic Orange County Courthouse. There will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, and the march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. We'll have a full report from both those marches later today on WCHL. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony honoring Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started with the Public Works Department, but has grown to include all departments. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. After moving to our community in 1964, he and his wife Lillian encountered racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard to enter politics. That culminated in 1969 when he was elected Chapel Hill's mayor. Not only the first African-American mayor in Chapel Hill's history, but the first black mayor in a majority white southern town since Reconstruction. Howard Lee ultimately served three terms as mayor and later served as a state senator and chair of the State Board of Education. While it was overshadowed by the news of Tom Ross's impending departure, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at the Board of Governors meeting last Friday to pitch his idea of developing the Research Triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. The governor, who was just off a trip to Europe where he was selling North Carolina, that's his statement there, says that something is missing from the formula at this point in our state.
When I became governor, I also looked back at my career as a mayor. And one lesson I learned as a mayor during my 14 years as mayor of Charlotte, and I immediately saw it as governor, is this, is that if we're going to be competitive for new jobs in North Carolina, we're going to have to increase the amount of venture capital coming into North Carolina.
Governor McCrory says North Carolina has the resources and potential to fill out the corners of a national triangle of innovation and entrepreneurship.
My goal for North Carolina and our goal for North Carolina, based upon our research, is we have the Silicon Valley, which is in a different stratosphere. And then there's Boston area. Of course, you've got Harvard and MIT. I want North Carolina to be third vertex of that national innovation triangle.
The governor and his team working on the project picked ideas to the Board of Governors of how to make this plan come through. The plan involved a set of recommendations that would make a larger amount of money available to entrepreneurs throughout the Tar Heel State. The governor emphasized that it was time to take the research that is being done throughout the public and private universities in the state and turn that research into development and innovative ideas for economic growth. WCHL News Time, 6:11. You'll hear more about the Tom Ross story coming up in just a moment on WCHL.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning. It is 613 at WCHL. UNC System President Tom Ross is on the way out, as you've certainly heard by now. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this story.
The decision was announced on Friday that Ross would be transitioning out of his role effective January 3rd, 2016, or when his successor was in place, whichever is later. At a press conference with President Ross and Board Chairman John Fenerbresk, it was very clear that the timeline that the board had in mind for a transition was very different than the timeline Ross had planned. The chairman did praise the job Ross had done leading the UNC system.
This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board.
Chairman Fenerbresk adds that age was not a factor in the decision to transition out of the presidency of Tom Ross, and Ross says he was always transparent with his desire to work past the age of 65.
When I came here, I made it clear that I wasn't going to be ready to stop working at age 65, and I'm not ready to stop working at age 65. So I don't know how much longer, but I wasn't planning on leaving in the near future.
The chairman says that they will hire a search firm to assist in finding Ross's successor, and Ross will be involved in that process. Reaction rolled in quickly following the news from local political influences and UNC officials. 4th District Congressman David Price told WCHL that he was very disappointed in the news.
It blindsided me. I was shocked and really distressed by this news. Tom is a personal friend. I've known him for a long time, and I just have the highest regard for work he's done. Just exemplary leadership here for the university system during a very difficult time. I was looking forward to his still being at the helm to take us through the challenges that remain. So it's shocking news and troubling as far as I'm concerned.
Hodding Carter is a public policy professor at UNC. He says that he believes President Ross hit a breaking point with the Board of Governors.
I think it's as bad as sad a day as you would want for this university system. Tom Ross, as we all know, is a man of tremendous honor, integrity, intelligence. He took this job because he thought that he could bring value to it. He has tried to do that. He has encountered what turns out to be the impossible mission. When you're dealing with people who are intent on taking as much territory as they can, trying to compromise with them almost inevitably leads to demands for more.
Lowry Caudill is the chair of the UNC Board of Trustees, and he gave a statement to WCHL, quote, "The legacy of Tom Ross will be one of service to the citizens of North Carolina and, of course, to the university. Our board appreciates his support for UNC Chapel Hill, and we wish him well in all his future endeavors," end quote. UNC Chancellor Carol Fult, whose hiring was very much influenced by President Ross, also gave WCHL a statement, reading in part, "I want to take this opportunity to thank President Ross for his leadership, dedication, and service to the entire university, and especially the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. From my very first days as a new chancellor, I have been inspired by President Ross's belief in and support for the students, faculty, and staff in Chapel Hill and throughout the UNC system." And you can read the entire quote from Congressman David Price, Board of Trustees Chairman Caudill, and from Chancellor Fult on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCH.
WCHL News Time is 6:17, and time now to take a look at your traffic and weather together. This traffic report this morning is brought to you by your friends at Crown Honda of South Point. Not a lot of traffic to talk about so far this morning. Let's go ahead and admit it. In about a half an hour from now, the situation may change, although traffic is expected to be rather light today because it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And not a lot happening out there so far, that's for sure. Nikki Morris is in the newsroom. You will hear from her momentarily with her first traffic report of the morning on WCHL. In the meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast.
38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine, high today in the middle 50s. It actually feels good out there this morning, and it's going to be a nice day. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. So basically, a pretty good day on the way for today. And a good day for getting out and getting involved in Martin Luther King Jr. Day festivities. A lot going on in our community. And remember that today is not just a day off, but it is a day of service. So if you have an opportunity to do something today for other people in your community, this is a mighty good time to do it. 619 WCHL. And coming up next, WCHL Championship Sports is on the way. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and it was a kind of exciting day yesterday for the Carolina men and the Carolina women. Men got a win over Virginia Tech, a very good victory for the Tar Heels, and that is three in a row now. And as far as the women are concerned, the UNC women won as well. Jessica Washington's career-high 20 points lifted number 12 UNC past Clemson in a 78-56 win on Sunday afternoon down at Little John Coliseum. Tar Heel women are now 16-3 on the season, 3-2 in conference matchups. With that loss, the Tigers dropped to 1-5 in the ACC with a 9-10 overall record. Washington had an electric shooting game, scoring 4 3-pointers to add to an impressive 7-11 from the field. It was quite a good effort for Carolina all the way around. Sophomore Stephanie Mavunga scored 15 points. Freshman Jamie Cherry added 12. Sophomore Alicia Gray finished with 10 points yesterday. Carolina head coach Sylvie Hatchell also continues to capitalize on her reserves. The Tar Heel bench added 41 points. Tigers were down 45-24 at the half, and Tar Heels cruised for the rest of the game. Huge runs throughout the game, as well as a 53% shooting stat, lifted UNC to its third conference win of the season. Tar Heels will try and maintain their lofty perch near the top of the ACC with a hopeful win over North Carolina State on Thursday in Raleigh at 7 o'clock Thursday night. State and Carolina have already met one time this season, and the Tar Heels won that one in Chapel Hill, 72-56. Well, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco wide receiver Anquan Boldin, and Carolina linebacker Thomas Davis have been selected as finalists for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. The winner will be announced during the NFL Honors Awards special in Arizona on January 31st, the night before the Super Bowl. The award, named after the late Hall of Fame running back, recognizes a player's off-field community service as well as his playing excellence. The winner will receive a $50,000 donation in his name to a charity of his choice from the NFL Foundation and Nationwide. The other finalists will receive $10,000 donations in their names. The finalists were chosen from among the 32-team nominees, all of whom get a $5,000 donation to their individual charities. And speaking of the Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks are going to their second straight Super Bowl after rallying to beat the Green Bay Packers 28-22 in overtime. Russell Wilson connected with Jermaine Kearse for a 35-yard touchdown at 3:19 overtime to cap an exciting finish in the NFC Championship game. Marshawn Lynch ran for 157 yards and a touchdown for the Seahawks, who set an NFL Conference Championship record by rallying from a 16-point halftime deficit. In fact, it was a disastrous game for the most part for Seattle. And they certainly appeared to be dead in the water, but they came back at the end to win this one. And for the Green Bay Packers, it was one that simply got away. Archansky will have Comments on that coming up next hour on WCHL. And Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl for the sixth time after throwing for 226 yards and three touchdowns in New England's 45-7 pounding of Indianapolis in the AFC title game. LeGarrette Blount ran for three scores while amassing 148 yards on 30 carries yesterday, or last night, I should say, to help the Pats reached the title game for the first time in three seasons. Patriots played shutout ball after Zalon Tipton's one-yard scoring run late in the first half. Other than that, it was all New England in a game that was played at Foxborough, Massachusetts, and a big win for the New England Patriots yesterday. So it's New England and Seattle in the Super Bowl coming up in a little less than 2 weeks.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carboroughs. News, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Coach. 625 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Good morning.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Kyocera. Intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services. Total document solutions, only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague Steve Hartman introduced us to Charles Clark, a custodian at a high school in Texas.
Being a custodian here at Trinity High School in Euless, Texas, isn't exactly the most important job in America. But don't tell that to the custodian.
You gonna tell me I don't have a good life? This custodian thing is working good for me. I got a great life.
And there's a lesson in there for anyone who feels trapped by their title.
Stay tuned. The lesson starts after this. Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you can think about. Leases, locations, and logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regus can make it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them, from short-term to long-term. So let Regus take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Here at the hospital, the focus is patient health. But as the administrator, my focus is patient information. Medical histories, lab results, millions of documents printed, scanned, and accessed.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
At a hospital, every document is important.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
School custodian Charles Clark does the job he is paid to do at Trinity High and does it conscientiously.
If I clean a toilet, you can rest assured that's the cleanest toilet you will ever sit on.
But he goes beyond that to do something he doesn't get paid a nickel for, says Steve Hartman.
Not long after he started at Trinity, 25 years ago, Charles Clark began pulling kids aside.
We sit on this rock right here.
Kids he thought might be falling through the cracks.
I'm not asking you to be a Rhodes Scholar.
Kids he thought might need a little mentoring.
Before you get in trouble, you're going to call me, right?
Kids like 17-year-old Jesse Walewa.
I can tell Mr. Clark anything. I know he's going to give me his honest opinion. He's very wise, very loving.
What does the school counselor think of you?
Oh, they get most of my clients come from the counselors. Really?
That's very true.
Peggy McIntyre is a clinical counselor at Trinity with a master's in social work. But she says Charles has a better way with certain kids.
He's worked with a lot of our students here who ended up going to college, who ended up doing really well.
Not because it was his job, but because it needed to be done.
Trinity High pays Charles Clark custodian's pay. The students he helps pay him in another currency, pride.
Proud of you as a young man.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
On February 1st, the day of the big game, we all know what to expect. Great football, top commercials, and amazing food. But are you ready to feed your game day crowd? Complete your party with Wings Over Chapel Hill, with 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries. Wings Over Chapel Hill provides the perfect choice for your game day spread. Be sure to pre-order wings now so you'll have them ready at kickoff. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to get your order in for the big game. It's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
CHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's actually going to be a nice day, believe it or not. It is 38 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 37 this morning in Carborough, and it's going to be sunny today, all day. High today, about 55 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 30s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So, a good day for getting out there and doing some kind of community service or participating in some of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day festivities in our community. This look at your weather brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the successes of our business community. The Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th, 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Correspondent Vicki Barker joins us live. And Vicki, who says so, and what's that mean in the big picture?
Well, the anti-poverty charity Oxfam, citing data from some of the financial giants themselves, the top 1% already control 48% of the world's wealth. At that rate, 2016 will be the year the 1% will own more than all of the rest of the world's population combined. And the widening wealth gap appears to be hurting economic growth itself, meaning the 99% of us will be scrabbling to share an ever-shrinking pie.
Vicki, there's a meeting of the international elite this week in Switzerland, and some activists are calling for change.
Well, with the World Economic Forum convening in Davos, Oxfam and other charities are calling for governments to be less beholden to the lobbyists, more committed to targeting inequality, and to closing the national and international tax loopholes that are allowing the wealth gap to widen ever faster. It insists rising inequality is not inevitable and can still be reversed.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 WCHL, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a nice day. High today about 55 with lots of sunshine. A good day for MLK Day. Many celebrations are being held across the country, right here in North Carolina, and certainly in our community today, honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Chapel Hill today, a rally, march, and worship service is sponsored by the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and UNC chapters of the NAACP. The rally begins at 9 o'clock this morning at the Franklin Street Post Office. The march is down Franklin Street, ending at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There'll also be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. Also today in Hillsboro, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street begins at 9 a.m. at the same time at the historic Orange County Courthouse. There will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, and the march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. We'll have a full report from both marches later today on WCHL. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center last Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony honoring Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started out with the Public Works Department, but has grown to include all departments. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights right here in Chapel Hill. After he moved here in 1964, he and his wife Lillian encountered racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard Lee on to enter politics. That culminated in 1969 when he was elected mayor. Not only the first African-American mayor in Chapel Hill's history, but the first black mayor in a majority white southern town since Reconstruction. Howard Lee ultimately served three terms as mayor and later served as a state senator and chair of the State Board of Education. And you probably know that Howard Lee is still very active in a number of community activities and a number of things that are going on in our community and across the state. Duke University Chapel honored the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on Sunday with its annual service. This year, the keynote speaker was North Carolina's most prominent living civil rights activist in King's tradition. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The Reverend William Barber entered Duke Chapel dancing before addressing a packed audience on Sunday afternoon. And how could he not dance just a little bit as he passed through a joyful routine by the Collage Dance Company? When it was his turn behind the podium to deliver the keynote address for the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he assured the audience that the work King started back in the 1960s is still ongoing right here in North Carolina.
The Forward Together movement is no ways tired. When we left Raleigh, we've been moving all over the state.
Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP, which has the biggest membership in the South and the second largest in the U.S. During his 1 hour, 8 minute speech, he listed a number of reasons that organization is so active here, as well as the Forward Together movement of the Moral Monday protest at the state legislature.
In North Carolina, over 1.6 million people live in poverty, and that's just using the limited poverty standard and not the living wage standard, and 600,000 of them are children.
Those Moral Monday protests in Raleigh are set to resume on January 28th. Barber also criticized the refusal of the Republican governor and legislative leadership so far to expand Medicaid in the state. And he compared some of the insults directed at President Obama to the coded race language used by politicians during the old Southern strategy days. When Barber mentioned the term food stamp president in particular, many in the audience groaned. Barber was preceded at the podium by Duke University Hospital President Kevin Sowers, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, and Duke University President Richard H. Broadhead. There were tributes paid throughout to the late scholar and activist John Hope Franklin, who would have turned 100 years old on January 2nd. Broadhead mentioned that Franklin researched his book, From Slavery to Freedom, at Duke University Library during a time when racial barriers prevented him from joining the faculty. There was a reference to the recent controversy regarding a planned call to Muslim prayer from Duke's Chapel Tower, which was canceled after threats. Ali Butwala, a representative of the Muslim Student Association, and Rachel Fraud, a representative of the Jewish Student Union, lit a candle for peace, hope, and justice together. Butwala said that, quote, hate cannot be put out by hate. Only love can do that. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Leading black members of Congress are vowing to lead a legislative fight for criminal justice reform after recent fatal police shootings around the United States. Eight members of the Congressional Black Caucus join U.S. Representative William Lacey Clay at Wellspring United Methodist Church in Ferguson, Missouri. On Sunday, they invoked the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Clay, a St. Louis Democrat, sharply criticized St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch's handling of the grand jury that declined to indict Ferguson officer Darren Wilson in the August shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Caucus Chairman Representative G.K. Butterfield, a North Carolina Democrat, says the group planned to use its strength in numbers in Washington. He also called the protests that arose after Ferguson and other shootings a turning point in race relations. North Carolina's court system says it's time for recuperation from years of required spending cuts and belt tightening by the legislature since the Great Recession. The state's new top judge, Chief Justice Mark Martin, is leading an effort to get some funding restored to the judicial branch for salary increases and operating costs. The court system calculates court operating funds have fallen 41% since 2008. Reductions have caused court hearings to be delayed and jobs left vacant so money can be collected for things like juror pay. Martin may benefit from the fact that attorneys are holding the top jobs in the North Carolina General Assembly for the first time in more than 20 years. In the session that began last week. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Nikki Morse is here in the studio this morning. And Nikki, I know that you had a great weekend.
Yeah.
And you were just ecstatic to get some rest.
Do you know I actually slept till almost 11 o'clock yesterday morning?
Did you really?
I woke up and I'm like, are you kidding me? Half my day is gone already.
So did I, by the way.
Really? Wow.
If anybody cares.
I haven't slept that long in forever.
Really?
Yeah. It's been years.
It's physical and mental exhaustion.
I guess.
That's what it is.
I guess that's what it is. It was nice. I woke up and I'm like, wow, this is great. Yeah. Can't believe it.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, I mean, you and I were certainly at University Mall on Saturday. We had had a good time out there.
Fun. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I had the best sandwich I've ever had.
Yeah, you keep telling me about it. I'm going to have to go try one of those.
Absolutely. It was so good.
Wow. What was it called again?
It was just an Italian sub that you get, you know, normally at any other place. But Alfredo's over at University Mall. My gosh. Well, it was like the best sandwich ever. I know. I keep raving about it. I'm going to have to go get another one.
I'm going to have to give it a shot. Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you again in just a little bit with our traffic report.
Absolutely.
WCHL, Nikki Morse, everybody. 6:39.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers, good to go.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, 6:42. I'm Ron Stutz on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. In the wake of the Weinstein Report, should Coach Roy Williams resign? We know from the report that there were 167 enrollments in fake classes by basketball players under his watch. Further, academic counselor Wayne Walden acknowledged knowing about the paper classes, including that Crowder was doing at least some of the grading. In the words of the report, Walden, quote, could not recall, unquote, informing Coach Williams about this fraud, and Coach Williams has claimed that he never learned that there were questions about the integrity of the courses. Elsewhere, Williams has asserted asserted that, quote, he constantly preaches that their number one responsibility as coaches and counselors is to make sure that their players get a good education, unquote. In the university, a major responsibility is the education of students. Williams admits as much. A responsible educator would not leave untested the assumptions that Williams appears to have made about the educational pathways of his players. Regardless of the reasons that students visit my faculty office, for example, the conversation invariably turns to questions like, how are your courses going? Are you getting what you expected? Are you reaching your learning goals? Williams has said that he was concerned about the appearance of clustering in majors like African and Afro-American studies and expressed his concern to his assistants. Some may argue that this expression of concern demonstrates leadership. However, as a coach instead of an educator, he clearly benefited from any efforts that undermined legitimate eligibility. As an educational leader, he should have pursued his concerns regardless of the consequences for eligibility. From an organizational perspective, basketball is simply not complicated enough to justify delegation of educational oversight. At any given time, there are only 15 or so players. The delegation of responsibility on what is admittedly the top priority, that is, get a good education, seems neither reasonable nor acceptable. I'm not suggesting that Coach Williams accompany the course monitors who assure that players are attending class, or at least the classes that truly meet. I am arguing that if his first obligation to his players is that they get a good education, he should be intensely curious about their educational activities, not just delegate this to others. I'd like to close with parts of a quote from Dean Smith about leadership. It's accurate to say that the most effective leaders have understanding that whether they like it or not, they lead by example, and the ability to honor their commitments, admit their mistakes, and take responsibility for their failures. Coach Williams has set a bad example and presided over a system that failed to honor its commitments to his students. He should admit his mistakes, take responsibility for this failure of leadership, and step down. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina shot just 44% from the field and committed 17 turnovers on Sunday night, but still had enough to stop Virginia Tech 68-53 in the Smith Center to improve to 14-4 overall and 4-1 in conference play. The Hokies, who played without their leading scorer Justin Bibbs because of a concussion, fell to 8-9 and 0-4 in the ACC. Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the ugly win.
Bottom line is we got to win. Sometimes you got to win some ugly to have a really good year, and that was an ugly win. But I think Buzz and his club, they were a man down without a kid that's a leading scorer in ACC play. Again, you got to congratulate them for what they did during the course of the game.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Williams was particularly displeased that his team took 13 three-point shots in the first half and did not go to the free throw line at all in the first 20 minutes.
I don't think we're a stupid team, but every team plays stupid sometimes. I'd say it's probably that. You know, I mean, I ask them to take the shot that I wanted, not the shot that Buzz wanted. Simple thing, they want you to take those threes for a reason. We don't make as many of them, and we had a huge size advantage inside. We scored 34 points inside to their 18, and it should have been more than that.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
Good morning, it's 6:48 and Monday morning, MLK Day. Please remember that today is a day for community service and for doing something nice for other people to make their lives better rather than just a day off. A lot of people have the day off, don't have to go to work today, sleeping late, and plan to do absolutely nothing. But good idea to get out there and involve yourself in something in the community and participate in some of the special Martin Luther King Day festivities that are going on. We have Nikki Morse has come to work this morning, and all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as always. And this is the traffic report on WCHL that's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. How you doing this morning, Nikki?
Doing great, thank you.
Good to have
you. Fabulous.
Yeah, and again, a lot of folks have the day off, but you and I are in here doing our usual thing, so... Anyway, appreciate what...
It's a day of service, and we're serving the community.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate what you're doing back in the newsroom all morning long, and what's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, luckily, no problems so far. Traffic's fairly light. Just starting to pick up northbound Fordham Boulevard as you approach Highway 54, and 40 eastbound still looks good from Highway 86 to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you could be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You know, that's about the most succinct, well-expressed, articulate traffic report I've ever heard.
You know what? Fine. I'll go get you a cup of coffee. What else do you want?
I'm glad it worked. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. And now we will turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, and it's brought to you this morning by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. A lot of exciting things going on at the Chamber of Commerce, but one event in particular, we'll tell you about that in just a moment here. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, 37 this morning in Carborough. Sunshine today, high today in the middle 50s. Tonight, clear with a low of 35, and then tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Actually, it's going to be a nice day out there. No excuse for staying inside because today's weather is pretty pleasant. The Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Something you definitely do not want to miss. 6:51, WCHL coming up, celebrity birthdays, and you know what else is coming up? Just a few moments here. Freddie Kiger with this morning's trivia quiz on WCHL. First of all, let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Actress Tippi Hedren is 85 years old today. Former PBS newsman Robert McNeil turns 84. Actor-singer Michael Crawford, 73. Shelley Fabre. You know Shelley Fabre. She was a recording artist back in the 60s and quite successful, but she also was on Coach. She was Coach's girlfriend on there on that television show, Shelley Fabre, 71 years old. She's been in a lot of other stuff, too. Country singer Dolly Parton, 69 years old today. Former ABC newswoman Ann Compton, 68. TV chef Paula Deen, 68. Desi Arnaz Jr., 62 years old today. Now, he was Ricky's son, Desi Arnaz Sr. Desi Arnaz Jr. had a rock band called, or a trio called Dino, Desi, and Billy. It actually had a couple of hits. He's 62 years old today. That'll make you feel old, won't it? Actress Katie Sagal is 61 years old today. Married with children fame and a lot of other things, too. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 60. Let's see here. Tennis Hall of Famer Stefan Edberg is 49 years old today. One of the Wayans brothers, actor Sean Wayans, is 44. Comedian Precious Frank Caliendo is 41 years old today. That guy is really good. Actress Jodie Sweetin is 33. And Olympic gold medal gymnast Sean Johnson turns 23 today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Diana Palmer has a birthday today, as does Dottie Windham. And boy, I tell you what, everybody's going to be celebrating this one. Crystal Fisher has a birthday today. Crystal, you're not getting older, you're getting better. Crystal Fisher has a birthday. Happy birthday from all of us at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, beginning of a new week here, and Freddie Kiger has just walked in.
Happy King Day. We hope all of you think back and remember Martin Luther King Jr. and remember all the good things he did and the principles for which he stood.
Exactly.
And
have you seen the movie Selma?
No, but I want to.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some really fantastic things about it.
Yep. You know, I miss Chuck Stone. I would love to have seen Selma with Chuck Stone.
What a great man.
The guy was a walking history book.
What a great man he was.
Yeah, I miss him.
Well-dressed as well.
Always dapper.
Always an inspiration.
Riding his bicycle right down in the middle of Franklin Street or 15501. There were times I go, Chuck, get off the road. Yeah. You're a target, my friend.
Yeah. Well, there he was. I remember one time I had the opportunity to introduce Chuck Stone on stage for the July 4th festivities at Keenan Stadium, the night of the fireworks and everything. And Chuck Stone spoke, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was something really, really questionable. I mean, I thought, oh, no, Chuck, don't go there.
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
But I've completely forgotten what it was now, but I remember grimacing when he said it. You know, when somebody says something and you think, oh, boy, there's going to be a problem with that.
Oh, boy. Well, but you know what? Sometimes
what
you got to say things like that, particularly when there is social injustice to make changes.
Yeah, he did that. Here we are, July 4th, several years ago, and I'm standing right beside him, and he said something. I went, ooh, wait a minute.
Let's get back to the fireworks.
What a great guy he was.
Love that. All right, so here's our question about Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Growing up in Atlanta, King attended what high school? Named for a black American who was the dominant leader in the African-American community during the period 1890 to 1915.
Okay.
Name him, and thus the name of King's High School.
Okay. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to that question.
Hi, my name is Griffin. I'm 9 years old, and I volunteer with Book Harvest. I hope you'll join me for the Dream Big Book Drive on MLK Day. Bring your new and gently used kids' books to the Carolina Theater of Durham on Monday, January 19th, between 1 and 4 p.m. I'll be there along with Wooly Bull and Mackie the Lemur. We'll share all the books donated that day with local kids who need them. You can learn more about Book Harvest and its Dream Big Book Drive at www.bookharvestnc.org. Thanks to WCHL for caring about kids like me.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hey, Leo!
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's the greatest success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning. Trying to answer Freddie's trivia quiz.
Freddie, I'm not absolutely certain about this, but let me just say Booker T. Washington.
You are
High
correct,
school?
Sir!
That's where Martin Luther King went to
Booker
went to high
T.
School.
Washington High School.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Washington was the leading spokesperson of, at that time, former slaves and their immediate descendants.
Mm-hmm.
He lies at rest at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, the place which served as Booker T. Washington's base of operations, if you will. And his philosophy on how to achieve more civil rights justice conflicted with W.E.B. Du Bois. So there was, even then, back in the late 19th century, there were varying opinions on how the African-American community could move forward and what philosophy. Of course, Martin Luther King chose nonviolence.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, we'll always remember, I Have a Dream.
Maybe the best speech I've ever
goodness.
Heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep, it was. Hey, everyone, take a moment to reflect today and how we still have things to do.
Yeah, it's a day of community service, not just a day off or whatever.
Exactly.
So, anyway, remember the reason for the day.
Exactly.
Otis Frazier called in with the answer to the question this morning. Booker T. Washington High School, that's where Martin Luther King went to high school in Atlanta. And Otis gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And, Freddie mentioned Selma just a moment ago. And I actually brought it up, the movie Selma. I have not seen that yet. I want to see it, but haven't had the opportunity yet. But over the weekend, I did.